Welcome, folks. My name is Braylon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast, and I'm a 13-year-old. I live in Texas, and I play baseball. And on this channel, I'm going to be talking about NFL, NBA, and MLB. And it is MLB and NBA season, but I'll be focused on the NBA right now because it is playoffs. And in this episode one, I will be talking about... I'll be going over the first round game one. And first off, we're going to start off with the number one seed OKC Thunder and the number eight seed New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans came out with a loss. Thunder beat them only by two. But I do see the Thunder winning this series with or without Zion. Right now, Pelicans are without Zion. I see the Thunder, I see them winning this series, but I don't see them moving on. I see them winning the first round, but then being taken out in the second round. So, I think the Thunder have a better squad built around them. They have a younger team, Shai, Chet Holmgren, Lou Dort, and the Pelicans, they're without their star, Zion. They have an older CJ McCollum. I mean, their two stars right now, or if you can argue if CJ McCollum is a star player, but Brandon Ingram, and we've seen Brandon Ingram can't get it done in the playoffs by himself, even with CJ McCollum. I just don't see the Pelicans moving on with the Thunder being their matchup in round one. And then, so my Mavs unfortunately lost to the LA Clippers. In great state of California. Mavericks haven't played a competitive basketball game in 2 weeks. Last two games, they were going to be the number five seed. The Clippers couldn't miss. I mean, James Harden had a good game. Russell Westbrook had a good game. The scary thing is, the Clippers did not have Kawhi Leonard. And I think the Clippers, when they have Kawhi Leonard, if they beat the Mavericks, I'm saying if, I see them I see them winning a lot of playoff games. I only see one team who I'm like, I think they'll win against the Clippers. So Luka, I think he's gonna bounce back in game two. That's just Luka magic. And Kyrie had a great game. I think Maxi Kleba is, I think we're at the end of seeing him. Jaden Hardy was okay at the very end of the game when the Mavericks gave up. Josh Green needs to play more over Maxi. I think we should be a little frightened, especially game one without Kawhi. He had a knee injury. And... so I don't want to be biased, but I do see the Mavericks winning this series. I see them making a pretty good run. But if the Clippers do win, I think the Mavericks, the Clippers, and the Nuggets are the best teams in the Western Conference. The number 1, 4, and 5 seed. Yeah, I see the Mavs winning this, and then I just don't see the Mavs beating the Nuggets. I mean, Jokic. I don't see anybody who can guard Jokic. But now we be going to the Timberwolves-Suns game. The Timberwolves beat the Suns. Kevin Durant is just getting older. Bradley Beal, Devin Booker. I just don't think they work together. I mean, D-Book, he's a scorer. KD's a scorer. Beal, he's been their main scorer on the Wizards. They're just all scorers, and they can't all score at the same time. I mean, they're all used to being the star player. I mean, Book's been the star player on the Suns for years. KD, I mean, anywhere he goes, he's most likely the star. Brooklyn was the star. Golden State, you could argue he was the star. But also Steph Curry, but I mean, and Bradley Beal being on the Wizards, I mean, he was the star. They're all used to being the star. And I don't think, I see the Timberwolves wiping out the Suns in the first round. I see Ant, Cat, Gobert. I like the core of them. I think they're going to be a scary team. I like the Thunder. I think they win against the Suns, but I don't see them advancing to the third round. So I see them getting past the first round. Then I don't see them winning in the semifinals. But now we have Nuggets versus the Lakers. The Nuggets beat the Lakers. Jokic with 32 points. Very impressive. I do think the Nuggets will win it all. I don't see who can guard Jokic in the West or the East. My prediction was, I think it'll be Nuggets versus the Celtics. Nuggets versus Celtics, and I see the Nuggets winning that. I don't see any Celtics center guarding Jokic. But I'll focus on the Nuggets Lakers. Is this the last year we see LeBron in LA? I don't know. Some other people are saying he might want to go to Golden State, but I don't know if that's realistic. I know he wants to play with his son, but that's if his son gets drafted. Bronny James, if he gets drafted. But I see the Nuggets. I mean, we've seen them do it before. We've seen the teams who win the championship have kind of been together for a while, and with the Lakers against the Miami Heat in the 2020 bubble, in this past NBA Finals with the Heat Nuggets, and the Nuggets won that. So I see the Nuggets winning that one. I see the Nuggets, obviously being the Lakers. Hot take, I think the Nuggets sweep the Lakers, they sweep LeBron, sweep AD, and I don't think they're going to sweep every team, but go on and win the NBA Finals. But now, switching on to the East, we have the Celtics and the Heat. The Celtics dominated the Heat. Like, it was scary to watch because the Celtics just destroyed the Heat. The Heat, I think, have absolutely no chance. They don't have Jimmy Butler. The Celtics dominated the Heat in every way. Tatum, good game. Brown, good game. And on the Heat, we've seen who carries them in the playoffs, and that's Jimmy Buckets. Adebayo, he's good in the playoffs, but he's not Jimmy Butler level. The Heat will get Jimmy Butler back, but that's if they pass the Celtics. I don't see them passing the Celtics. So, I see Jimmy and what it could have been if Dame got traded to the Heat. Dame got traded to the Heat. This would be a different series. I think I would probably still predict the Nuggets winning, but I think it would have been a repeat of Nuggets Heat. But Dame got traded to Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Now Cavs versus Magic. The Cavs won in a pretty good fashion. Donovan Mitchell had a good game. Darius Garland, he surprised me. I don't think this Magic team is ready for a deep playoff run. I think next year, I think maybe a year after, in 1 or 2 years, I think the Magic are going to be a scary team. They have a young team, Jonathan Isaac, Franz Wagner, Cole Anthony, did not play yesterday. They got Franz Wagner, and I don't see the Magic. I think the Magic are going to be a scary team in the future, 1 or 2 years away from seeing Magic's really do anything. I think I was surprised. Jalen Suggs, pretty okay team, pretty okay game. Sorry. And then Dame versus the Pacers. It was Dame versus the Pacers. It wasn't the Bucks versus the Pacers. Well, it was the Bucks versus the Pacers. But it looked like Dame versus the Pacers. Dame hitting triples over Miles Turner, hitting triples everywhere. If you blinked, Damian Lillard's probably got like 5 threes up in the same time you blinked. It was so fast. And just right off the jump, the Bucks beat the Pacers. I mean, you could have watched the first quarter and said, the Bucks are going to beat the Pacers. This game's over. And I think the Pacers, I think this is kind of similar to the Mavs series with the Clippers. I mean, they did dominate the Mavs without their star player, with Kawhi Leonard. And the Bucks dominated the Pacers without Giannis. So I think that's a little similar. I think Bucks with Giannis, I think they sweep the Pacers. Kawhi, even with Kawhi, I think it's a 7-game series for the Mavs. I think the Mavs are built better than the Pacers with Luka, Kyrie, Gafford, you get it. So I think 7-game series for the Mavs. Mavs end up winning. But the Pacers with Giannis, and I think Dame without Giannis, I see the Pacers getting swept. But last but not least, the Knicks beat the 76ers, and I was honestly surprised. He was an all-star, but I don't see a Jalen Brunson-led team beating a Tyrese Maxey and a Joel Embiid-built team. I think Philly bounces back in this series. I don't see the Knicks winning, and, I mean, I'm still a little salty from Jalen leaving Dallas. But, 76ers, I expect them to win this series. I think the Sixers win it out, so 5-game series. And, so that is it. Went over the Thunder, Pelicans, Clippers, Mavs, Wolves, Suns, Nuggets, Lakers. Went over in the East, Celtics, Heat, Cavs, Magic, Pacers, Bucks, and the Knicks, 76ers. So hope y'all liked my overview on the playoffs. And this is episode 1. And I'm excited for this channel. I'm excited to see where it'll go in the future. But I'll see y'all later. And remember, this is Braylon Delora, a Sports Noise Podcast. Catch you later.